At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And we are live, Mr. Gracie Show 93.
93, yes. What's up?
Getting old.
Gracious audience.
Love it.
We're getting old. Yeah, you said that.
We're getting old. We're getting wise, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of fun things coming up for the audience. We got some secrets coming up. Some big
secrets.
Things.
Probably, yeah. What, Friday we're doing the...
Yeah,
surprise show or the secret guest.
Surprise show, secret guest. Get ready, folks. This is going to be one for the ages.
Mm-hmm.
Chad, let's let the audience know. We posted it, I think, on our socials sometime during last week. But we do have a new voicemail feature on our website.
That's right.
Yes.
This is friggin' awesome. Great.
Right?
That's a great thing, man. We get some questions from the audience via voicemail.
Questions? Comments, concerns, maybe they tell us what they don't like what we're doing. It's like a fucking suggestion box.
So some lefty call in and bitch at us? Or?
Yes, you know that's going to happen once they catch word of this.
We got to play them, dude. Fucking play them.
Of course, man. And that's the beauty of it, folks. You leave us voicemails and we'll play them on the show. Comment on them, all that. Let's see if I can get one of them up. Dun, dun, dun. Bobby, where are you? Let's see. 16, you ready?
Yes. You're a racist.
Yeah.
Hey, Chad. Preston Marshall here. I know we've talked about this before, but I'd really like to hear Good Pain from Mental Jewelry. I think it'd be an excellent choice for one of your drumming videos. Hey, thanks.
Yes. I motherfucking
Preston Marshall.
Agree.
Yeah. I've been thinking about doing that one. I haven't played that song for a decade, so probably since the Mental Jewelry tour. It's been a long time.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah.
So, like, haven't played it in concert, haven't played it for fun. So, yeah, you would have to, like, what does that entail? Going through, listening to it? How do you get pick up on it?
Oh, I listen to it a few times, start playing to it, figuring out what I'm doing, etc.
Do you ever... do you ever switch up like from original drum tracks to what you do in concert? Like, has that ever been a thing?
I mean, do you mean the way I play it?
Yeah.
I mean, I try to stay true to what I play on the record. I'll do some little improvising here and there for the songs, but Good Pain was one we would jam out too, so we'd extend it and do different stuff. But if I record it, I'll just keep it the same as the album.
Right. That one you got to get fucking tired playing, man, because it is a long song and it's a lot of drums.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, put this up. This guy just said random, but y'all would meet great voice actors.
Hey now.
All right, cool. Well,
we'll take it.
I got no calls for it, so hey.
Boom. Shout out for Sound of the Sounds. Let's go, buddy.
Thank you, Sound of the Sounds. I don't think I've seen him before or her. This is a new person. Thanks
newbie
for coming in.
Pleasure. All right, let's get to the voicemails. I like this little thing, man.
Gotta say hi to Troy and Daphne. They're on as well.
Let's see. Oil. We'll get a little overlay over here for them. Don't get used to this, folks, because you could throw me off track there. Is Bobby back? No, not yet. Not yet. Good morning. Good morning. We love you. Good
morning.
All,
can we do any voice impressions? Not really. John does a great Australian accent.
Good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie. Yes. That's so funny, Chad. As you were thinking, like, do we do any? I'm like, I'm going there. And then you got there for me before. I love it.
Carenza says hello from Southern California. What's up? That's where I am. I'm in Irvine.
Hello. SoCal all day.
Drumming up conversations on. What's up, Mitch Collins? Hello.
Hey, now.
We're acknowledging everybody. I'm sorry. I'm I'm used to being on TikTok now, acknowledging everyone as they come into my life. So
get it, dog. Yo, Chad's got a prank coming up on TikTok too. We can't let that out of the bag just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Voicemail number two. Whoops. I'm clicking on the wrong screen here, folks. It's my first day. Don't mind me.
Hi, Uncle Johnny.
Hi, Uncle Johnny.
Oh,
and Chad.
Hey.
It's Harrison. Say bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's my godson. I got to hear awesome. That one more time. Let that's me great. Go here.
Hi, Uncle Johnny.
Hi, Uncle Johnny.
And Chad.
Chad.
It's and Harrison. Chad.
Aww.
Say bye.
Bye.
Bye, kid. I love you. Little he's dude. The best, man.
Yeah, little kid voices are amazing.
So, dude, and he's got such a personality, man.
That's great.
He's a comedian. He's certainly, he knows what he wants. He knows what he likes. He's not afraid to ask for it. And he's sweet also.
Yeah, your mom's on. She's saying, aw.
Yeah, he's the best, man. And then he's got a little sister. So the little sister's got some big shoes to fill.
Yes, Mitch, we have this voicemail feature now where you can call in with questions. Where do you access that on the website?
Yeah, so gracious2.com, and then no matter what device you're on, in the lower right-hand corner, there's a microphone. You just click it, and you guys can leave voicemails. It's a pretty dope feature.
Very cool.
And last but not least,
we got a happy birthday to Mitch Collins. Sorry.
Happy birthday, Mitch. That's right. 23's never looked so good, brother.
What's up, Nadine? Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, Nadine Aski, she's coming on. Aski.
Yes, Aski, I think, yeah. Yeah, she'll be on the second guest as soon. Oh, here we go. We got another voicemail.
Get ready. This is from Lorianne. Oh, I did it again. I keep going to click it on the screen. I see it's the other one. There we go.
Chad and John, please come to Nashville. This is Lori Lawther. I want John to do some stand-up comics and Chad to play drums.
Fuck
see you
yeah.
soon. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Chad, you could play butt bongos on my butt, dude.
Hey.
Yeah, baby.
I love to go to Nashville. I haven't been forever. I love Nashville. It's a great city.
I've never been. Just in spirit. I feel like I've been there in spirit.
It is the second most visited for bachelorette parties in the country behind Vegas.
Dude, then we are definitely broadcasting this podcast from the wrong state, my man.
Yeah.
Our studio's got to be there.
Got to stay down in the gulch, it's called. You just see them parading through on these buses. They're freaking just thousands of brides to be in all their freaking bridal parties.
Love it.
Last time I was there, I was not single, though, so I couldn't,
no mingle. You got to wonder how many, and both on guys and girls, how many fucking mistakes get made at those bachelorette parties, like right before you get married.
Oh my God. Yeah. What's up, Dylan? Dude. Dylan's on Nightingale from
what up,
South
Dylan?
Africa.
So check this out, dude. I had like a weekend bachelor party, and the start of it was at the night one was at the house that me and my ex were living in at the time. Of course she wasn't there. My best man got two, what could only be described as hookers. Like they weren't strippers because they were fucking going, doing a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. And my father-in-law, stepfather-in-law and brother-in-law are at this bachelor party. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that these ladies do to me is tie me up on a chair and like start taking off my clothes and rubbing on, you know, thing.
Oh,
I'm like, this
boy.
Is nuts, man. And but
do you know how Patrick met his wife?
No, but I would love to hear.
Oh, okay. Love Patrick and Jackie. They're both amazing people.
Shout
but,
out.
Patrick met Jackie at Ed's bachelor party.
Get the fuck out of here.
She was a dancer at that point, and
that's awesome.
That's how he met her.
Go, Patrick.
Like love at first sight. There was a picture of the first time they met when he was sitting and she was dancing in front of him.
And he's just like, oh.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that, Chad? It's like, he's like, yo, Chad, I think this girl's into me, dude. And you're like, dude, it's a stripper, bro. Come on. Like, she's into everybody, dude. Like, relax. Oh, that's hysterical, man. Because every guy, you're like, yo, this stripper really wants me.
Exactly. Yes, you know, oh, she's really into me. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Go Patrick, man. That's a rock star move. When you take home the stripper, that's definitely a rock star move right there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, needless to say, these, did you ever hear of a test tube shot, dude? A test tube shot?
Mm-hmm.
Well, these strippers, butt ass naked, were banging each other with test tube shots, and then would have you open them and drink them out of their snatch. Boy. Yeah, this was a creepy, crazy strippers, hookers.
I hope those test tubes were plastic and not glass, because that would be tragic.
They were
good, good, good.
And then my ex, the next day, she's like, "Why is there a tampon in my upstairs garbage?" And I'm like, oh God, did one of them have their fucking period and we didn't know about it? Ugh. And they were doing stuff too. Yeah. Anyway, not to get gross here, folks.
Yeah, well, that happens.
It does happen. Oh, but I had something cool to talk about. What was it that we were gonna do? So yeah,
remember, John, your mom's listening. She's making a comment about this situation you just talked
about.
Oh
boy, yeah. Ma, get off of here. Not after Mother's Day. Come on now. Yeah, she knows all my depraved stories anyway.
Okay,
I don't hide much. Yeah, no.
It's the puke emoji twice.
yeah, that sounds about right. What were we talking about? The left just goes and makes up shit nowadays.
We were talking about before the show started. You know, I mean, they're making this big fucking deal about this Qatari 747 that they're donating, and they're saying it's going to Trump and it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, he can't take a gift, blah 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 blah. It's not going to him. It's going to the U.S. government, going to the Air Force specifically, Department of Defense.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they insist on taking these little things and fucking blowing them up into this, the world's ending, Trump's bad bullshit every time. Everything. It's just, right. It's insane. How do the people that follow them continue to listen to them and go, oh yeah, they're telling me the truth, when everything they fucking say, everything, every little hill they try to die on.
Yeah.
It's false. Everything. Everyone. It's insane.
And it seems like, I mean, we've said this before, but it seems like they're using, you know, pages out of the playbook, like before the internet was around and before we could see shit in real time and fucking fact check and all this stuff. It seems like they're still like on that old, like slow, like news cycle.
Right.
And they're just, and they will say something, and then the moment the right's like, no, that's not it. Then they'll. It's like they'll stick on it and yeah, that is what it is. He's an MS-13 member, but like,
oh my
no
God,
motherfucker.
Yeah. Have they come out and said whatever negative they're going to say about the farmer prices now, the executive order to take down farmer prices, the drug prices?
No, that's bad though, right? He's lowering.
Of course, it's going to be bad somehow. They're going to come out against it. They're going to come out and say something. This is bad for democracy to lower our drug prices. You know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You know what they're going to do.
He's going to put the drug manufacturer out of business with this. Yeah.
They're not going to make enough profits. Like, oh, okay. I was like, what the fuck, man?
It's crazy.
Play that one video I sent you. We can. This is a tactic that they're using because there constantly has to be a revolution and resistance. And there's a never ending, you know, resistance and revolution that nothing's ever won. They just move to the next subject and the next subject because they are bringing in totalitarianism. That's what the left wants. They want one mind groupthink so that everyone is controlled. This is what they want to do. Here we go. Listen up, people.
Not that one.
You just
forget. Check chat out on Great American Creep Show.
Oh, yes. I just did the podcast. It came out yesterday.
Boom shakalaka. This one, Chad?
Yeah, scrolling real slow. Yeah, that one right there, that guy.
Okay. Sound.
It's goalposts. What we're seeing with today's social justice movement is exactly what the philosopher of totalitarianism, Hannah Arendt, warned about. A constant revolution with no end in sight. These movements, from feminism to gay rights, anti-racism, decolonization, and trans issues, mirror Arendt's observation that revolutions never settle, never declare victory, and never stop, because they're not actually about achieving equality under the law. It's about expanding their umbrella until all individuals become part of one mindless blob that operates with a single rigid ideology, making them easier to organize for political ends. As soon as one cause wins, they find the next group to rally behind to justify the movement's existence.
This is why they dispense with feminism for transgenderism, which...
It's so on point. It's like
tell me that's not fucking happening. Just tell me that's not happening. It's insane. It's exactly what the fuck they're doing.
And so this guy's Canadian. Is he talking about like the Canadians left or Americans left?
Because well, he's Canadian. No, he's talking about all left. The whole left.
Yeah.
It's left no matter where it is worldwide. It's the same fucking thing. The same playbook is being used.
Yep. Let's get back.
Same thing.
Is directly at odds with the other movement. Fringe groups are absorbed not to help them, but to keep the movement alive. There's no end because the goal is not actually justice. It's the complete centralization of power. Orwell nailed it when he said, one does not establish a dictatorship to safeguard a revolution. One makes the revolution to establish the dictatorship.
Oh.
So don't expect woke ideology, which is now embedded in every Western institution under the guise of diversity, equity, and inclusion, to burn out on its own. This movement thrives on Orwellian doublespeak where diversity really means conformity, equity really means some animals are more equal than others, and inclusivity really means exclusion for those who oppose the revolution. The woke mind virus will continue to ceaselessly steamroll society until everyone is absorbed or anyone who opposes it is socially exiled. This is why it is more necessary than ever for Western society to say enough with equality of outcomes and return to the values of equality under the law and meritocracy. If this ideology continues, Western civilization itself is at stake. Here's why the woke movement keeps shifting its...
And that, folks, is exactly one of the reasons I voted for Trump.
Boom.
Putting an end to that fucking horse shit. And the Democrats, that's all they do.
Yep.
All day long. Constant revolution. Nothing's ever won. Resistance is the name of the game. Just keep it going until because they want everybody to think like them. And if you don't think like them, look what happens. You get canceled. You get cast out. You get it's a cult. It is a fucking cult, and that is the cult of personality right there. He just described all of it. And it's
good
about totalitarianism.
Point.
Bam. Sorry, but you were in a cult, people. You have TDS, and that's what's going on.
And just like you said, the left is the only one trying to silence people. Who on the right has tried to cancel somebody on the left? Who on the right has tried to silence somebody on the left? Nobody.
Doesn't happen.
We're all for free speech. We're all for that until the right is, but the left, they're all for free speech until it doesn't fucking work for them. And then it doesn't put forth their narrative. Then they're against
it. Now just apply that whole situation to the border and letting in millions of people so that they all vote to keep these idiots in power. These, you know, the leftists, that's what they want. That's what they've been doing. All Western societies, they've been importing all these people in Europe. Here in America, just let the borders open. Everyone comes in. They vote for them. They keep them in power. It's just nuts. That's what they, that's, just, I mean, this is their whole playbook.
Dude, a prime example of somebody who was my hero, as I'm doing more and more research into this guy, I realize what a fuck he was from Jump Street. Howard Stern, man, you always thought was a beacon of free speech, He was a beacon of him being able to say whatever he wanted to. The moment other disc jockeys went against him or started talking about his ex-wife, Allison, he went to the heads of their stations and says, get my name out of their mouth. Otherwise, you won't have my program on your station.
Yep.
And he did this for a bunch of other things. So what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. And that is a prime time example of it, dude.
That's why I don't listen to him anymore. I couldn't. Right. After COVID, I was just like, hey, I can't fucking listen to this guy anymore. He was fucking swept up in that. I mean, he lost any fucking all of his manliness went out the door. He's afraid of his own fucking shadow.
Yep.
Couldn't had to wear a mask. Had to get vaccinated. Wouldn't leave his house. I'm like, dude, wait, what's wrong with you, bro?
Yeah, man.
Come on, man. It's insane. I don't listen to him anymore. I can't listen to him anymore. NES TDS, complete TDS.
Major. I listen to him because he's now like off the politics thing because he realized like. we won and everything he was saying was horrible. He was losing audience members. So he's like not talking about politics anymore. He doesn't pay attention to the news.
Oh, good. But, well, that's good at least. I mean, I haven't listened to him since about a year and a half now.
Yeah. Ever since COVID,
when he brought Kamala on, I was like, I'm not listening to you.
Peace.
Bring Kamala on and bring on Trump, because Trump would have done your show.
Yeah.
And give him a fair shake. If you hate him so much, ask him questions. Bring him on your show and ask him questions about, you know,
exactly.
Explain, and then have him explain to you what he's doing, what he's about. But just hating him from afar and saying that he does this and that and this and that, and then bringing on Kamala, for God's sakes, the selected fucking candidate.
Yep.
Give me a break, cackling idiot.
Your idea to have him bring on Trump would be good if he was for free speech and didn't just want his narrative put forth, but he realized he would have a fucking battle and not be able to overtalk Trump, and Trump's words would come out and he would make Howard look like a fool. But we're going to get some firsthand knowledge here, Mr. Gracie. Should we let the audience know what's happening June 10th on The Gracious 2?
Yes, let's do it.
Jackie, the joke man, Martling, is coming in studio, most likely.
Hey.
But for sure coming on the show, and we're going to have a good time with him, man. We're going to bring it from Jackie's day starring out to his time with Howard Stern to his time off the show and get all the nitty gritty in between, man. It should be fun.
Yes. We get some enlightenment about how Howard actually is. Do you see that video that came out recently on Instagram concerning Howard where some guy was filming, he was inside an office and Howard Stern is walking by and he's saying, "Good morning, Howard," from inside the office. He's like, "Yeah, I was forced to stand in this office because yesterday I was out in the hallway and I made the big mistake of saying good morning to Howard." And they forced him to now in the next day stand in the office. All of his security were like, "No, you can't." So what kind of a pompous fucking asshole can you not say hello to or good morning to walking by you? That is a pomposity that I fucking can, that just makes me so angry.
Yeah. You don't understand.
It drives me insane.
Yeah.
That people can be like that.
And I mean, Chad, because you've been pretty famous, pretty wealthy. Like, did you ever have a thought like that in your brain? Like, oh, I'm too good to say hi to this person? No. It's like, it's insane, man.
I'm a little shy. So,
right.
If someone, you know, is looking at me, I might not look at them, but if they say hi to me, I'm going to acknowledge them and say hello, whatever. Absolutely. Yeah. But no, it never crossed my mind. I'm like, I'm walking down a hallway and like, cast your eyes to the ground. Do not talk to me. Like, that's the kind of shit Kamala was pulling too. Some of her staffers are now coming out. Like, she would make people not look at her and not look her in the eye. Like, what the fuck, dude? What's wrong with people?
Well, you're just a dick, Chad. So you never went up to like some other band's roadie and be like, "Dude, what are you looking at? Do not make eye contact with me. How dare you?"
No.
Wow, you don't know, man. You missed out.
That might be something other people did in my band, but it wasn't me.
right. Not mentioning any names. Coach Walchick. Hey, now, Howard is a sellout. I agree with that. Nadine, she's got something cool here to put up. Don't be surprised they have shit on him, Howard, that he's controlled. Possible pedo.
Nadine. A lot of those high-end elites are pedos, and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The left is the one always constantly trying to pass laws to reduce penalties on pedos. They're trying to do that here in California right now. What's that?
I don't hear Howard asking for the Epstein list now that I think about it.
Oh, did you hear Pete? Speaking of that, P. Diddy's been put on suicide watch.
So talk to me, dude. I didn't even know the trial started. Have you watched any of this?
I haven't watched any of it. No, I don't. No, I haven't seen any of it. I don't know if it's they have cameras in the courtroom.
Oh, okay. So suicide watch. So in other words, we're going to find out he's dead soon and then they're going to say he committed suicide.
Right. They're going to Epstein him. They're going to fucking Epstein him.
Yep. You heard it here, folks. Like, we just said it. It's going to happen, and this will be the first time.
If it doesn't, I'll be very fucking surprised if they don't Epstein his ass.
Well, because if it doesn't, then you're actually going to get some names and stuff from at least this trial. You know what I'm saying? All the shit he was doing, because I don't think he's going to go down, like, silently. I think he's going to be like, if I'm going down, I'm bringing motherfuckers with me.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another reason to Epstein his ass.
Yeah, 100%, man. I'm surprised.
He will be suicided.
Yeah. And the fact that what's her face? Ghislaine has not been suicided. Like, but nobody has heard from her, dude. Like, where is she? Like, I don't even know. Like, maybe she's just dead and we don't even know about it because, like, there's, I don't know what prison she's in. I haven't heard a press conference. Nobody's trying to talk to her. Like, it's just weird that something this major.
Now Miss Nadine saying, ironically, Epstein is alive. So she's, Nadine is, she gets lots of information from lots of different sources. So
yeah,
who knows? That could be real. I don't know.
She goes down the rabbit hole hard and she actually does like real research. She doesn't just, read a headline and that's it. Like a lot of people do. Yeah. Nadine, our correspondent on the ground, way to go. She's coming on in June. I know we have another time. She's coming on. I don't know if we have the exact date, but maybe the 3rd, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Thinking.
Well,
thinking,
so now you got Trump over in Saudi Arabia. You just signed a big deal with them, $600 billion of investment in America. How's the left going to spin that? They're going to fucking bring up something negative out of that. You got a Qatari.
Oh, foreign money.
Oh, my God. They're going to. Yes, exactly. It's all about bribes. You're buying and blah.
Yeah.
And he just signed the executive order to lower drug prices. They're all bitching about that, I'm sure, trying to figure out, oh, my God, how's that going to be negative? They're just going to come out with something negative about it.
Yep.
Brought China to the table.
Yeah. Oh, but he reneged and went back.
Oh, yeah. They keep saying he flinched. That's the words. He's flinched or he capitulated or he's backing down, blah, blah. Because I saw this guy that follows me on Facebook. I follow him, too. But he's the TDS, complete fucking TDS. Excuse me. And he put up this.
Are you coming down number two? You coming down some? You coming down some? You had this no, a little bit before the show.
I just inhaled my saliva again.
Gotcha.
So anyways, he put up flinch number two, 80%. And the Chinese said they're coming to the table. Excuse me.
Take a drink, dude.
Goddamn.
Chad was blowing a lot of dudes last night and the hangy ball in his mouth is not doing so well. It's like a punching bag, you know? It's
anywho. Yeah. This guy's like, hey, Flinch is like, no, the Chinese have said they're going to come negotiate to Geneva. So I lowered the tariffs.
That's a bad thing.
Hello.
Yeah.
That's called negotiating, dumbass. Yeah. It's not a flinch. It's not backing down. It's negotiation. Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
I want to get 70%. So I start off 135. Then maybe I go down to fucking 100.
Literally the art of the deal. Yeah. Shock and awe.
Yep.
That's when that's why I had Liberation Day.
Yeah.
Shock and awe to the whole fucking world. Like, here you go. Yeah. This is what's going to happen. And then let that settle in a little bit. The stock market goes fucking crazy. All the liberals are losing their mind. We're going into a depression. The fucking stock market's tanking. Blah. And then he pulls back. Stock market skyrockets.
Yep.
Then they're like, oh, he did it on purpose. He made money. Blah, blah, blah. You know, they always have to come up with this thing, like this negativity all the time.
Flip-flop every which way. That's how
you negotiate. You shock the fuck out of them. And then you pull back, and they start coming to the table. He's announced a UK deal. There's hundreds of deals being worked on now as we speak. And now he's just got China at the table. Oh, China will never capitulate. China will never back down. China will never come to the table. This is what the left's saying, of course.
Yep.
And now the stock market's now back up above where it was before Liberation Day.
Yeah.
So what are they saying about that? Some negative bullshit? I mean, who knows? It's just everything is constantly, the sky's falling. We're going to die. Everyone's going to die. There's going to be a depression. Oh, my God. Whatever he does is bad. If he told me to eat, if he said, I like dog shit, they would know, you know. If he said, no, don't eat dog shit, they'd all eat dog shit.
Dog shit bad.
I haven't seen anyone come out about the beagle thing yet. I haven't seen anything, but I'm sure they're saying stuff about, because, you know, he banned all beagle experiments in the NIH. But yeah. I haven't seen the left come out about anything bad about that yet.
That's the one. It's the one too on the nose for them to do. Like, I think they are learning a little bit of a lesson.
There's so many things on the nose I think they wouldn't come out against, but they do.
That's
like
true.
Like deporting illegal criminals. But then they go to El Salvador and meet with the fucking MS-13 member. He's just a Maryland dad. It's like, how do you fucking come to this? Senator from Maryland, going to El Salvador, sitting out in the prison, trying to get this guy to come back to the United States. He's an El Salvadorian citizen, illegal alien, MS-13 member, beat his wife, and this is the guy that you want to make your poster child to bring back to America.
It's like die on a different mountain, man.
Exactly.
You know?
Pick something else.
Yeah. Something like we could get behind as Americans. Let me put this way so that could be read. This was another thing Chad had sent. I guess I could put it that way. It worked. Obama's drone strike kills an American citizen and the courts did nothing. Yeah. Trump deports a violent cartel member and they lose their minds. See the judicial hypocrisy. Let that sink
in. It makes no sense. All these friggin' judges like making all these stupid rule injunctions against him deporting these people. It's ridiculous. But yet you literally... Now, I agree with Obama. That guy was a terrorist piece of shit. He was an American, so he did have rights. But did you see anybody on the left going, due process? Due process. No. Obama killed an American citizen.
Right.
In another country.
Yeah.
With the drone strike. Nothing from the courts. Nothing from the left. No one cared.
Talk about no, and it was a story that people knew about too. It wasn't like, yeah,
it's highly publicized.
Yeah.
And that's like I said, fucking... I was like, yeah, cool. Terrorist piece of shit, but also American citizen.
Let that sink in as fucking right, Chad. Like, how do you tell that story exactly the way it happened? And then people are just okay with shit like that. Like, it's fucking absurd, man.
Because they have TDS. There's no other explanation for it. There's just no other explanation for it.
But can you
you can not like the guy, that's fine, but like to go against anything good that he does, just to go against him is ridiculous.
Is like it's like insane, man. It's literally fucking insane. Nadine, let's put this up for her. She says it is to expose our corrupt judicial system and wake up the sleepers.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, same. Let's fucking hope.
But some of these sleepers are so sleepy. They don't wake up about anything.
Yeah. Sleeping on the job, and they've been sleeping on it for so long. I think that was the problem, is they were allowed to sleep for so long that they're like, oh, shit, we actually got to do stuff now. They don't like that. Now, let's go here.
And Trump yesterday got the last living American freed from Hamas. Did that too. And now he's home with his family in New Jersey.
But
do you hear the less mainstream media talking about it? Nope. Nope. Yeah, they'd rather talk about an illegal MS-13 member.
And I want to call out fucking Michael Rappaport, you fucking piece of shit. You're over there calling fucking President Trump pig dick and all this shit and asking about the fucking hostages and stuff like that. Now that he's got the hostages from Israel fucking and America free, are you going to thank him and fucking go against what you were saying earlier? Because Biden certainly didn't fucking help them.
Well, Biden didn't do a goddamn. Did you hear anyone? Did you hear Biden or Kamala talk about any of the hostages in Gaza? No. Never. You never heard them fucking mention a fucking word about them, let alone try to get them out.
No, the only thing I heard from them was, oh, stop bombing the people that bombed you first. I believe I heard some of that from them.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Don't defend yourself.
They had to placate the Jew-hating side of their party. So,
yeah. Of course. Yeah.
These leftist students protesting still at universities.
Gays for Palestine. Yeah.
I mean, even Bill Maher's now like, okay, stop it.
Enough.
That part of your party needs to go away, because you never win another election if you're going to like have those people, these kids that know nothing about the world, tell you that Hamas and Gaza is a better place than the United States. It's fucking insane.
Go put Harvard right there then.
Oh, yeah. You know, put Harvard in Gaza. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Go put all those kids. Send all those kids to Gaza.
And we should say to the Mexican president, sorry, it's the Gulf of America, motherfuckers. They're trying to sue Google because Google has labeled the Gulf of America properly and is not using its former shitty name that we allowed them to have for so long, the Gulf of Mexico, that we allowed them to have because it's really the Gulf of fucking America. Get over it.
So funny.
It is, man. And when your country is run by drug cartels, why don't you worry about that problem first before suing
Google?
You have
a much bigger problem than the Gulf of America.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe you could get back the Gulf of America if you fucking policed your state properly and, like, didn't allow people to get abducted and fucking drugs to just stream across our border. Maybe get that shit in order and then go after Google. Get your priorities in check. I'm running for Mexican president coming soon. Why not, dude? I'm going to stream across their border illegally. And
what the fuck is her name? What's her? She has a weird name for a Mexican president, right?
Something like dumb cunt, I believe. But don't quote me on that.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad. Let's see what you got here, Nadine. Gaza controlled by the Khazarian fake Jews. I like it. I don't know what it means, but I like it.
We got to look that up.
Yeah, man. Kazakhstan reminds me of Borat.
Troy said Juan Rotolo.
That's right. Juan Rotolo. Chad, here. This might be a little personal. What do you wipe your butt with?
My hand?
No, I was toilet paper.
I use wipes. I use toilet paper and then wipes if we're going to have this conversation.
Yep.
To finish it off, make it fresh.
So you go TP, then wipes. That's what I do. Yes. And my one boy says he goes wipes and then TP.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
You got to get all the big chunks and shit out of there first and then go the wipes. What?
Thank you.
I don't understand.
He says it dries his back door. I'm like, dude, come on.
Okay.
I'm thinking of going bidet.
You can go bidet. Now, I've used bidets in some hotels I've stayed in, but I don't know. It's okay.
I find myself like not using it to clean, but like using it to have more fun, if you know what I mean. you've been in there.
Spray on your back of your nutsack.
That's right, man. Why do your balls taste like shit? Oh, I used the bidet. My bad. And it dripped the wrong way. Hey, now. You've heard it here. Let me pull this up. I had it up and then I fucking closed it. Our guest today, Miss Sarah Baker, was supposed to be here.
Yes.
But there is a mysterious chemical fog in Miami.
Happening in Miami, apparently. She took pictures of it and said that lots of people are getting sick and that she's had an allergic reaction and her face is all swelled up from this. People are having this chemically taste in their mouth from this fog.
Like,
what the fuck is going on in Miami?
Let's see here. I got some the reports of a chemical or mysterious fog in Florida, including areas near Miami, are likely due to sea fog moving inland. Sea fog.
Yeah, Chad. Sea fog. Got it. Yes. Yeah.
Come on, the good old sea fog, dude.
Hey, man, you get chemical taste from sea fog and get allergic reactions to it. Sure.
Yeah, while some residents have reported a chemical smell and flu-like symptoms, that's all in their brain. That's just jokes there, folks. The National Weather Service has attributed the fog to lingering sea fog moving onshore. Isn't that crazy, dude? So that NWS just is like, nope, it's sea fog. Those chemical smells and flu-like symptoms, don't worry about them. It's amazing how they could be like, the government could be so gung-ho on like something like COVID that they didn't need to be. And then something like this that could actually have effect on citizens, like, and they could help. They're just like, no big deal.
Well, the COVID was about controlling everybody and reporting on sea fog. They don't give a shit about that.
Oh, here we go, Chad.
Yeah. Conspiracy Troy says there's no TMI down there. That's funny.
Too much.
What's a conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
Geoengineering.
Yep. Or intentional chemical.
That's not a conspiracy theory. They're literally doing that. And well, they're admitting they're doing that now in England. They're fucking spraying shit to block out the sun in England.
Oh, the
government admitted it.
Because wait, so what did I hear when they grounded all the flights on 9/11? I believe they said the temperature went up because of the the smog or whatever that the planes put out, like wasn't hovering in the sky. Mm-hmm. So like it heated up or something.
Yeah, there's no flights to spray the chemicals that is now admitted has been sprayed. Everyone, it's conspiracy theory, bullshit. No, they've been spraying them for decades. England just admitted that they're doing it now to block out the sun.
Wow.
But they want you to have solar power.
Yeah.
They want to block out the sun.
Wow, free energy. And now they're trying to block out the fucking, as they're getting more.
What the fuck happened in Europe, in Spain and Portugal with that massive blackout? They just had announced that they had their first day or two with completely renewable energy. And then the next day they have maybe it was a day or a week, but they had a massive blackout. 60 million people lost power.
Damn.
Do you hear anybody talking about it?
No.
So strange.
What is your thought behind it? What do you think was going on? Like, where is your tinfoil hat going?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have enough information to have theory about it, but it's just, I don't know. Seems funny that
Nadine, I know she's got one. Type it out, Nadine. Let's see what you put here. People get their panties in a twist when you talk about the Jews. It's the Jewish people, ma'am. Khazarians and Satanists.
Khazarians are Satanists.
Ah, are Satanists. They claim they're Jews when they're no more Jewish than a man identifying as a woman. Boom! They sacrifice children. That's what the war is. Lots to explain. Wow, Nadine, we are in for a treat coming this June. Get ready, folks. We will have...
Yes.
We will be scared the week before because I think it's...
Nadine gives my mother all of her information. This is...
So Nadine gets Mama Gracie fired up, and then Mama Gracie gets my co-host over here fired up, and then we get y'all fired up. Let's go. That's the human centipede right there of how that works.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way you could draw lines between those interactions, the human centipede. Dude, is that crazy? Like, so I've never seen the movie, but I've heard like what the concept is. And I think there's like multiple. I think there's like Human Centipede 1, 2, and 3.
Right. But I've never watched movies either, but yeah.
But you know the concept?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know the concept.
You want to explain to the audience? Or do you want me?
Well, there's always someone in the front and always someone in the back. But in between, somebody's mouth is sewed to somebody's asshole and on and on and on.
And they keep feeding supposedly the person in the front. So he shits and then the person eats it and it keeps going and going. Yeah, it's that movie.
I don't know why that. Why would someone make a movie about that? Like, what the fuck is the purpose of it?
Oh, they want it's a children's movie, dude. It's a good movie to put on before. Yeah, right, dude.
Well, apples and bananas go in.
Well, that's the thing. Do you think the person like, okay, I've had crazy thoughts in my brain, but I could never fucking drum that one up out of nowhere. Like, that's fucking crazy.
And then make a movie about it.
Right. Like, I've been like,
multiple
I've had
movies.
Multiple. Like, the craziest my brain gets is, like, I'll have interactions with somebody. I'll be like, I would really like to fucking drop an elbow in this person's nose. Like, that's as crazy as mine get. You know what I'm saying? I'm never like, I want to fucking bring this person home, sew her face to his ass, have him eat, then get another one on the end and keep this going. Like, what the fuck, man? And I'm all for creativity and stuff like that, but I feel like people who make those movies, like, I don't know, maybe just give them a once around, make sure they're okay. Like, make sure they don't have just any like
Val, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zelenka, how are you, buddy?
CZ.
Carenza says, Chad Gracie is the best drummer ever. Well, thank you.
I second that. Way to go, Carenza. The audience doesn't know, Chad, about our guest coming up this week for our very special show. They're excited. They're giving great guests.
Mm-hmm. Surprise guest on Friday. We had a special show on Friday, and we have a surprise guest.
Dude, this shit is really going like crazy here. Chad, did you get a chance to watch the video of Taylor's fall? Taylor Swift or Chad Taylor? Who?
Chad Taylor. He's talking about Chad's fall in Chicago when he blew out his knee.
Ooh.
Ruptured his quadricep tendon. I haven't watched it, Troy. I haven't watched it. I mean, I lived it, so.
Oh, so this was at one of your concerts?
Yeah, this was a Gracious Few concert.
Oh, shit. You never tell heard me about this? I think I'm maybe through the zeitgeist, but no, tell me about the story.
Hey, there's Jamie Michelle. What's up, Jamie? She never gets back to me about coming on the show. She's like, oh, I'll get back to you. And then she
Dude, goes, right here, Jamie. That's what we got for you.
What's up, Kev Cat Jones? So, no, you never heard this? The Gracious Few show in Chicago, Chad decided to jump off stage and he blew out his quadricep tendon.
Oh my god, no, it's like Tom Segura. Did you see that?
No, what happened to him? Same thing.
So he's going, this was maybe like a year and a half ago, he's going to play basketball and he went to jump, and as he went to jump, one of the tendons in his leg snapped and then he fell back and broke his arm, so he had to get fucking crazy surgery. But was it just like
Achilles that it ripped?
I think so.
And jumping.
I think so. But it's the video is crazy, but it's kind of like this. It's like a fluke accident, like something you've done 100 times and all of a sudden something goes.
Yeah.
So what happened? Did you guys have to stop the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It is. He was done. We were kind of at the end of the show, but yeah, he was done. He fucking passed out from shock.
Wow.
They had to call the ambulance. He had to go to the hospital there. And then he eventually got surgery on it. We had to basically stop the tour. I don't think we have much of the tour left, but Or no, we continued on doing some of the tour. He had a brace on, so I don't know.
Dude, oh, so he played.
That was fucking nuts. Wow, TGF is great music, but it was crazy. Like, I had my son. 10 days later, we left to have, or my ex had our son. 10 days later, we left to make the record in San Francisco. Why the fuck we were in this big rush, I have no idea. And then our funding fell through for it. We were on tour, staying in fucking RV parks, having a great time, by the way. And the shows were fun, but like two people would show up to a show. And then Chad did that in Chicago, blew out his fucking knee. Like,
wow.
It was a tough slog on that little band, but it was fun.
It was like, it's like a series of unfortunate events. Like, everything that shouldn't go this way goes that way for this time, which is such a fucking travesty, dude, because what you guys were onto with that band, dude, like, you were on the fucking something good, dude. Like, I don't want to say like this could have been, you know, as good as live, if not better at some point, but for fucking first album to come out with a banger like that. And then like the shows you were putting on, like if the marketing was done right, man, we would still have a fucking rock band like rocking.
Yeah. I just recorded Appetite for my drum videos. I'll be putting that out soon. So Jamie and Michelle said, I've missed you guys. I've been so busy. I keep missing the show. Well, I'm glad you're not busy today. Thanks for coming on again.
Yeah.
Do I still talk to Adam? You mean Adam K, I assume? No, I haven't talked to Adam forever.
I was probably the last to talk to him, and the word I got from him was to tell Ed he said hello. So, put it that way.
That seems typical for their relationship.
Like GNR to Velvet Revolver.
There you go.
Dude, that's a great analogy, Troy. That is exactly what Live to the Gracious View could fucking have been, man.
Yeah.
Because, you could make that argument. Who's a better band, GNR or Velvet Revolver? I don't know. You know, they're both fucking great. Different times, different places. But yeah, man, Troy, fucking well fucking said. And you don't know that we might be getting the great. I put on somebody put who's coming on? Patrick and Chad Taylor. I said, yeah, and Ed. And we're doing a live reunion show on the Gracious too.
No, not yet.
Not yet, man. Once the never rock and roll. Never,
who knows?
Exactly. And we will say this, though, since we won't say never to that, we will say that if it happens, we will debut their first performance on The Gracious 2.
Yeah, Mitch Collins says, I think Adam has TDS. He absolutely does.
Oh, yeah.
He absolutely does.
Oh, yeah.
When the election was won, I saw Adam post something on Facebook like, something about his saving his daughter or something. I'm like, what are you saving him from? What are you saving her from? Like, what do you... I think he was on the line of the Kamala kept spreading the bullshit that she was going to save abortion and Trump was going to take it away.
Which
is complete horseshit. Another propaganda bullshit lie.
Right. Meanwhile, we saved his daughter from being able to go into a bathroom and not have a man.
That's what I was
going
to say. Like, yeah. You're worried about your daughter having access to kill your grandbabies. And I'm pro-abortion to a certain point, but
sure.
That's the one thing you're worried about, your daughter having access to kill your grandkids. Okay, sure. But you're not worried about men coming into their into her locker room or playing sports with her. Okay, sounds good.
How do you make that mental fucking jujitsu work in your head, dude? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're cool with a fucking
crazy.
Like, that's the thing is like, okay. So you are willing to open the door to perverts being able to identify as a woman and go into a fucking girl's bathroom just
or beat up women in sports. But yeah,
but just for the sake of the less than 1% of the population having a bathroom that they feel OK to go into. Get the fuck out of here with that logic, bro.
Well, I mean, and even I'm not more as concerned about it in the adult world. I'm more concerned about it in like schools and high schools and colleges where. These women don't have their own spaces. Like,
I'm concerned about it. Any world, dude, a woman and a man in a bathroom together, if a woman feels uncomfortable, it's wrong. If you're able to, and that's a situation where 100% that could be a thing. A woman could feel uncomfortable with that. Mm-hmm.
And society now calls the women crazy. It's like, oh, you have to deal with it. Like, why?
Right.
Why do we have women's rights? Why are feminists for this? Right. Why is feminism for this now? Like, it makes no fucking sense.
50 years of feminine's work, female's work down the tubes like that when you start fucking making those concessions for men that are fucking mentally unstable, really, is what it comes down to.
Ryan's comment, please. Ryan Eshelman.
Ryan Eshelman. Ryan Eshelman.
First ever concert was the guys at Wilkes University, 1994. Weezer, yes. I think I saw Rumpsteak snap during White Disco. Oh, that's, yeah, you probably did. That happens a lot of times. I snap drumsticks.
How do you do that and not miss a beat, Chad? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you've snapped a stick. Like, how do you, are you hitting with that stick that still snaps while you're grabbing it?
It's rare that they snap and I'm not feeling, like, I can feel the stick starting to go. It's rare, but it has happened where it's like, I'll just hit it and it just fucking explodes. But I mean, I have good timing. So I'm able to keep the snare going and the kick going. And I just pull another stick out.
It's so much, dude. For those that don't know, I got to see fucking Chad in all his glory behind the kit, last week in York, man. It was fucking real cool. It was real cool. And I got to see him just playing beats like to no music, just fucking around, ripping on the kit and stuff. So it was real, real cool. Hey. Yeah, just trying to make the audience jealous.
Where we were at the bar after TGF show in Indy and Transdude was flirting with us.
Wait, what?
Kev Cat Jones. And where were we? Indianapolis?
And a trans dude was flirting, huh? Trans dude in which way? Like man to woman, woman to man. You know? I told you I'm not doing a three-way. Yeah, that's hysterical, dude.
That's funny.
No matter how you cut that, Chad, that's the wrong side of a three-way. Three dudes.
Yes. Troy, how many sticks have you snapped during over? Zero during Overcome.
And probably zero in Lightning Crashes.
Not well. I used hot rods in that, so no, I haven't snapped any sticks in Lightning Crash.
Hot rods. So the first time I saw the whisk sticks, you know what I'm saying? The brush sticks.
Hot rods.
Oh, hot rods. That's what that's
called. Are you talking about brushes or hot
rods? The brushes. The ones that Grohl used at Nirvana's Unplugged.
Yes, those are brushes, yeah.
Did you know about those as a drummer before that performance? Oh, okay. I thought there was new thing.
No, they're very common in jazz and stuff. People have been using brushes forever.
It's just to make a lighter hit.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Different sound.
And you could do a brush rub. I know you don't have to hit. You could.
That's very common in some forms of jazz. It's like a little shuffle they do with a little roll around one. You know.
Yep.
Met Chad Gracie Detroit. I held up a sign, said drumstick, please. He gave me them. Sweet. Well, that's where we met, Jamie. Girl. We met in Detroit. Don't you live in Texas? Where are you?
Yeah.
Texas.
I thought Je T'aime Michelle was right. In fucking Texas. Detroit. What is that? Motor City? What is it? The name of Detroit Rock City? Motor City?
Ed was an ass. What do you do?
He was nice. Ed was an ass. Hey.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know. Ed is just the greatest man on earth, dude. To just write songs about love and then to actually be love, you know, it's cool to walk the walk and talk the talk. Hey, now, Lori Ann.
So, Jamie, where are you? Are you in Texas or in Detroit? Where are you? Where do you live?
Yes, I do.
You live in Texas, but that was where I was. Oh, you're from Detroit and live in Texas. Okay, now, see, we're putting it all together here. Cool.
Boom, 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 boom. Chad, this is Lori Ann that said she wants us to come to Nashville.
KevCat, I know you're live jeans, girl. I get it. I know who you are. I'm just trying to remember.
Who's the one I had?
Remember the tranny interaction with you at the bar in Indy. I forget.
Chad, one of your ladies was made a comment on Instagram. She was like, oh, something about protection. And I said, oh, I get what you're saying. The old raincoat. Like I was, you know, making the condom reference.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, but maybe that too. So like she wasn't talking about that, but then she was like, yeah, maybe well, he'll need that protection too. She was talking about the protection, like Crystal, when you go on the ghost hunt with,
Michelle. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go on a ghost hunt with the girls from SoCal Spirit Seekers. So looking forward to that.
Many years ago, Ed was very nice to me and my son. That's we don't know her.
I mean, Ed can be very nice to people.
For sure.
I would say generally he is, but
yeah,
he's not.
Yeah. And it's one thing, Chad, right? To be nice to your fans, like you kind of almost have to, like, you know, if not at least fake it, you know what I'm saying? But it's what you do to like people that you're close to and stuff that really, I think, defines a human as nice or not nice. Mm. So
when is the party in the studio in PA?
We don't know that yet. We've been talking about it. There will be a party there for sure, but we might be moving that first show somewhere else. We're cooking up some cool stuff for you folks, but eventually that VIP will happen there for sure. Mm-hmm. It was for sure at one time. Yeah. I'm a chick live jeans girl.
That's a Kev Cat. Yeah. She made these cool live jeans.
Ah,
and I remember from years and years ago.
Very, very cool. I did have some other stuff for us today.
Sweet.
So be prepared. But dun dun dun. Oh, Chad. So wait, I was just gonna say, did we let the audience know what the next thing you have coming out with is? But no. Yeah.
Oh, no. Nah. Everyone's like, what is it? What is it?
Yep. Chad,
this is going to be something happening on Friday, and then we're going to have a special show Friday. It's going to kind of be tied together.
Yes. 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 So much excitement, so much fun. And you guys are going to have fucking questions, I'm sure. This is for you, Chad. Were you turned on by Jessica Rabbit when you watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I mean, I guess a little bit, but it's a cartoon, so.
Yeah. That's how I knew I was, like, 100% straight as a fucking young kid. I'm like, I want this fucking Miss Jessica Rabbit.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe you're born gay, or do you believe you become gay?
Good question. I think some people are born gay.
Yeah.
Maybe if it's a boy, they act a little more feminine when they're growing up. And the sad thing about now today is that those kids will be immediately taught to be transitioned.
Right.
Instead of just being a gay, effeminate man, they're going to be transitioned into a sterile adult who
has fucked up their whole life.
Has fucked up their whole life. They will never have a climax. They'll never have kids. They'll never do anything like that. Where it could have just been, probably was just a gay male, just a gay man.
Yeah.
And I've heard some of the gay community talking about this, like, you know, you can't, not everybody is going to be, is trans or wants to be trans or wants to be transitioned. Like some people are just gay and they like
right
the opposite sex stuff. Like there's tomboys on the girl side and there's, you know, effeminate kids on the boy side. And it's like, maybe they're just gay.
Right.
Just let them become adults and figure that out.
Yeah.
Don't take them to a psychologist and tell them, no, you're trans, and then start giving them drugs and cutting off body parts that permanently changes their body where, like I said, when they become adults and they go, oh, I don't have a penis anymore, or I can't ejaculate, or I can't have kids. Like, I'm fucked.
Tragedy.
It's tragic. It's
yeah.
Horrible. It's horrible.
I think
if you should be at least 18, then you can make those decisions.
At least,
just like
dude.
With tattoos and cigarettes and fucking alcohol.
Yeah,
you'll literally have people on the street going, "Is it cool for a kid to have a tattoo? Like a 12-year-old to have a tattoo? No, definitely not. That's a permanent thing.
Right.
But what about getting alcohol? No, that's no, probably not. But transitioning into trans? No, that's fine.
Yeah.
What? What? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
It should, and 18, like 18 is fucking young, man. Like, I think it should be the drinking age. Like, I made fucking bad decisions at 18 that I wouldn't make at fucking 25. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're still not fully formed yet. But again, you know,
sure.
Then you're pulling freedoms away. So it's a horse of
a
different.
Well, I mean, I say 18 because you're legally an adult. You can make any adult decision at that point,
yeah.
Except for having a drink, which is a little weird. But anyway. Your brain's not fully formed until you're about 26, 27, 28.
Especially for dudes, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's just, it's a tragedy. I think just like Joe Rogan said, we're going to look back on this like lobotomies.
Yeah.
Because sure. there are people that have transitioned that are like, I fucked up big time, but you never see any interviews with those people.
No, we should get one on, actually. I mean, it'd be a rough show, but if you folks are out there and you want to talk about this, we are more than willing to sit down and shoot it.
Transitioned and you regret it and you're having major problems because of it, like, yeah, come on the show and talk about it, because it needs anybody that's thinking about it, even as children that are even thinking about it, they're being told all this crazy shit by their parents or these doctors.
Yep.
They should hear the other side.
You're right, dude. 100%. Yeah, that's a call for you folks. It's actually, it should be a duty that you have. If you've been through that, you should get out there and speak on, you know, how it fucked with your psyche and all that stuff. Like, it should be something. I know it's hard because, you know, it's your personal life and stuff, but if you could help thousands of people, you know, maybe it's worth it.
Yeah.
I think with the gay thing, I think you are born gay. Do I think something could happen to you sexually and take you along that path? Yes. Do I think that, you know, you could be wanting to, you know, like make something taboo so you flirt with that? But I think you are inherently born with what you are sexually attracted to. Like, there was no doubt in my brain from a very young age that tits turned me on and women turned me on and just dudes didn't do it. I'm being serious. Like,
sure. No,
I just remember thinking that young. And like I was telling you, my fifth grade class, we were all like sexually older than we should have been, making out, grabbing boobs and all that stuff. So like, again, very young, I remember those feelings and there was not a doubt of what turned me on and what attracted me. So I think you are born with that, and then stuff could go along the way to change it. So I think you're just born with what you're sexually attracted to, in my eyes. And that's why it's like, how dare you fucking tell somebody what they love or attracted to is wrong? Like, that's where you need to look in the mirror. You don't need to look in the mirror when you want to make it okay for fucking weirdos to go into women's bathrooms. That's where it gets crazy.
Right.
So just my little diatribe there, mother bleepers. And you buy people out there, we know what you're doing. Okay. There's no such thing. You just want to fuck everything. And, yeah, I wish I had some more of your mojo. How cool would that be though? Like if you were just attracted to everything and you could, the polyamorous, you just want to fuck a couch. And
pansexual.
Shit. Yeah, man. Like, yes. I'm not hating.
Does pansexual include bestiality? I hope not.
I hope not, dude. Like, okay. Now here's the deal. So check this out. So a lady that was working with dolphins, she,
yes.
Yeah. So in order to get this dolphin to fucking like come about, like she had to jerk it off daily in order to get it to react. Now I want to ask you this, Chad, like, cause to me, I hear somebody fucking a dog. Like I'm immediately against it. I hear that. I'm like, wait a second. Is this wrong for the animal or is this okay? Because it's like, it seems like the animal was all about it. And it's a mammal.
I don't know if it's wrong for the animal, but certainly wrong for her.
Yeah. Yeah. You explain that. Honey, why does your hand smell like fish? Because I was jerking off a dolphin. Wow.
Weird, dude. That's a step too far.
Yeah, man. And just the fact that like, how did she like stumble upon that? You know what I'm saying? Like, wanted to jerk off that dolphin.
Your weirdo ass wanted to do this.
Yeah. And then once you realize he liked it, you're like, well, this is why I'm doing it. Like, he won't work for me otherwise.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Just fucking justify it. He likes it. I should do it more often.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, lady, I like it, too. You want to come jerk me off before I start my day? It probably helped me out, too. I get along better with the world, Chad, you know?
Uh-huh. You should get along better with the world.
Yeah. Right. A little handy to start the day. Let's go. Morning sex or night sex? Talk to me.
Oh, generally night, but
yeah,
if I have a partner and we wake up in the morning sex is good. But
and morning sex is good because your soldier's saluting, you gotta pee, so it's like it almost makes you last a little bit longer than you normally would too. And then night sex is cool because you have a little buzz in you, and then that can make you last a little longer than normal.
True. There you go.
Midday sex. I apologize for this in advance, ladies. I'm giving you a good 2 minutes and we're done. You know what I'm saying? I'm too sober at that point. Everything, you know, it's just a little too I know what's going on at that point. But isn't it funny though, Chad? Like the dynamic between men in bed and women in bed, like the guy is doing everything to fucking hold back his orgasm and not come too quick.
Right. Yeah.
And the lady's doing everything just to have one before the guy comes too quick. It's this fucking
is true.
A funny thing.
That is the dichotomy of male female sex. Yeah.
I tell the ladies all the time, like, listen, when we're fucking, I'm doing the work here. Like, I got mental games I got to play. You could just lay there and it's all fun and games for you. I got to fucking clock in and get to work over here.
Yeah, I'm working physically, mentally.
Yeah. Yes. I'm baseball, grandma, all this shit. So I'm not, you know. Hey, now.
Dead puppies.
Let's see what Ryan has here. He says, how do you put on a resume dolphin jacker? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Troy's like, yeah, midday sex is great for quickies. Exactly.
Yep. Agreed.
But you know, a lot of time the girls, the woman has to just, you know, give up the quickie and just not have an orgasm.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm going to tell you this. I remember the time I was the horniest I've ever been, and I have no idea why. But we were going on vacation, and vacation sex is just always like fun. Hotel sex, like you don't care. You're doing it on the balcony, like fucking pretending you're cool. But I just, I remember
on the balcony pretending you're cool.
Pretending you're cool. Yeah. But I remember I was like, when we get off this plane, we're renting this car and you're giving me roadhead. And she was like, what? And I was like, yes, 100%. This is what's happening. And then we got the car, rented it, and I got myself some roadhead, was, you know, getting trucks waving at us and stuff like that. But I just remember, I don't ever remember being that horny. I don't remember what it was. I was just like, I want to fucking like bust right now. And yeah, I did that. That
Isn't
was
that
fun.
Weird thing about hotels. Like, you know, I stayed in really nice hotels pretty much my whole friggin' life. And you know, people are fucking all over the place in those goddamn hotel rooms.
Oh yeah.
But like, I just kind of put that out of my mind when I check into a hotel. I'm like, nah, no one fucked on this bed. I'm good.
Yeah. You don't take the black light out and check it.
No.
This just came to me, by the way. Ed wrote the dolphins cry about that lady stopping jerking off that dolphin.
Yes, yeah, see, we've deciphered the lyric.
Boom shakalaka. We come full circle here.
The dolphin cry when it gets jacked off.
No, when he stopped, when she stopped, they took her away, and he was like, "No, bring her back." Let's see, Troy, pretending. I don't pretend, brother. Oh, I don't know. All right. Troy don't play around.
Troy, Jesus.
Hey, now.
Troy's getting serious.
Yeah. What is the name of the podcast, too, Troy? We'll promote you. Howie and Troy's podcast, or Troy and Howie's? I forget. Put it in the comments so we can put it up there.
Balcony. That's right. Yes.
Lori loves balcony sex. So Lori was our first chat for Lori was our first Titty Tuesday. I never put it out there, but she did send us a Titty Tuesday pic.
Oh,
Lori, I appreciate that.
Matt Fraser's on. What's up, Matt?
What up, Maddie? The only reason I didn't put it out, Lori, is because you were the only one. I didn't want you to be out there solo. And, you know,
we've got some good interaction today. We've reached 100 messages on Restream. This is good.
Let's go, people. Love it. Stay tuned with Troy and Howie.
Yes. I got to come back on, Troy. We got to do another episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chad's been on there, I think, what, twice?
I believe so, yeah. Let's make it a trifecta.
Yeah, tripod, baby, third leg style. Chad, let's of course not get into anything, but it seems like the last podcast you were just on, you got into a lot of stuff about the rhythm section of life.
Wait. Put up Jamie's comment. What does she mean? What does she talk about?
What is Titty? You don't remember Titty Tuesday? Oh, this might have been before Jamie was part of our crew, Chad. We went, it was like show 3, 4, or 5. We were going to, instead of the Gracious Tuesday, we were going to do Titty Tuesday and have you ladies send us some titty pics and display them.
It didn't work out.
It's still an edict. So, ladies, keep them coming. Send in the pics, please. Need stuff.
Oh, yeah. Troy saying he wants to have both of us on. That would be cool for both of us to do it.
That would be fun. Yeah. Just once, but would love to. Oh, okay. So Chad was on once. Okay. Sorry.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. I thought it was once.
I thought,
so, yeah, we should go. We should both go on. It'd be fun.
I'm down. Let's see, though. They're going to try and double team us, Chad, Troy, and Howie. Can they compete with J-Row and Chatty?
I don't know.
J-Row and Chatty, dude. I just came up with a fucking new nickname for us.
Jamie wants Wiener Wednesday.
No problem. Wiener Wednesday. Yes.
There's some pictures of me floating around out there.
Yeah. And if you want to really see him, the gracious 2 inches, folks, go check out our OnlyFans. They are loud and proud on there.
That's right. What's it called? The gracious two inches. The gracious 2 inches is right.
Yes. Because we're 2 inches from the ground, ladies, if you know what I'm saying. I had something else before we were winding this freaking party down. Let me see if I could remember.
Oh, shit.
I did want to say.
My light turned off. I had a special light and it turned off. Now my face doesn't look as good. Damn it.
God, your beauty light.
I got to recharge it.
Yes. Ladies, if you're scared, now you know why his beauty light is gone.
I don't use filters, but I use a beauty light. Sorry. No filters, that though.
Is right. Chad, have you ever used a sheepskin condom?
No. Is it a real thing? Like a real sheepskin?
So I think it's like made from their intestines or something. Mm. But yeah, for people who are allergic to latex.
Mm, okay.
But they're not as effective.
Not as effective as real pregnancies.
I think as far as STDs, pregnancies, all that shit.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd trust a sheepskin. I mean, I have a vasectomy now, so I don't give a shit.
I'm in. My titties need to break free. Yes,
Jamie.
Hey now.
Break them free.
For sure. Bringing back anal ring toss too, people.
Yeah, I got a vasectomy after the twins. I'm like, I'm done. I don't want any more kids. Now that I'm divorced, especially not now. Hell no. My friend George, the guy that I,
Taylor
helped save. Yeah, George Taylor. He got divorced around my age now. He's now 67 or 68, maybe 70. But he got divorced around 50 and then had a whole nother family. He has kids that are from his previous marriage. I was like, fuck no, I don't want to start over with another family.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Unless you got like serious like help money where you could have like 4 nannies and fucking. Yeah. No, oof. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't do that. If I had other kids, I would be handled right. Like I was with my kids.
Right.
But I was like, I don't want that responsibility, man. No, I'm good.
I keep forgetting you're a good person.
What's up, Joe?
Joe, hey. I think Joe's got a good comedy tour coming up here, folks. So why don't you guys, or am I thinking of a different Joe?
A different Joe. This is different Joe from York.
He was on our show.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
What up, yes. Joe Sciutto? It's short for Joe Prosciutto. He's from the old Italian country where they make that cured meat.
Cured meat.
Dude, I have something that's like on the tip of my tongue that's like needs to come out and I can't fucking figure out what it is.
Just the tip,
ladies and gentlemen. Let me see what else I have for us here, because I always got some gems hiding around the corner. Chad, so we've discussed, we have like our song intro that we do for the audio portion of our podcast, and then when this live one starts, we do like that little 15 second video thing with no sound. And then we are live. We're coming up with a intro song for this live portion of the show. And I was thinking, dude, you remember back in the day, like Yoko Ono, it was just like her hitting bongos and going, la, 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 la. So you should be on bongos. I do the Yoko Ono, la, 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 la. And that'll be our fucking intro for the show, man. It'll just be,
I can play the bongos.
Hell yeah, you can.
Sweet.
And somebody said, because we talked about it either on the Instagram show or the other podcast from York, that they do want your mushroom stamp on the drum heads. They wrote specifically that they want that.
Lovely. Okay.
Yes. So that's also on the Gracious 2 Inches OnlyFans. Our merch is on there.
Yeah, I'm staining the tip of my penis black with ink.
Dude, this
impressions on. It's good. Great.
No joke though. That's a funny fucking gift to send somebody. Like instead of we don't do.
I'm not signing any more heads.
Yeah. Nope.
That's gonna be my signature from now on.
Oh my God, dude. That would be hysterical. I think I got some of Chad Gracie's DNA on this drum head he sent me. Yep.
Oh
yep.
My.
Oh my. Oh, dude, that's good. I can't wait for to have Jackie on. That's going to be fun, man. Yeah. He's come a long way. I want to talk to him about some serious stuff, too, because I know like Howard used to make fun of his relationship with his wife, Nancy, because they were real close and loving and stuff like that. Even though like Howard's done his 180 and he's now like loving and nice to his wife.
Right.
But I read that Jackie lost her like in 2004 or something. So not to get too serious on the show, but I just want to kind of see if what he's been doing since.
Anthony Blackman says, what's up? What's up, Anthony? Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, man. Is that a new name? Blackman?
Blackmon.
Oh, no. We've said Blackmon before.
Blackmon.
Blackmon before. That's me. That's my Jamaica man right by the beach, boy. In Jamaica, they do say all the time, Ja feel like, yeah.
Oh, Ja man.
Ja man. Ja man. And Marley, Bob Marley is played everywhere, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a fucking good vibe in Jamaica. Besides like, and the fruit is so fucking fresh and delicious, man. Yeah.
They have good coffee there. Their Blue Mountain coffee is really good.
Ah, you go off tea. Mm-hmm. You go off tea for Jamaican coffee.
I drink coffee all the time. I just drink a pot of tea every day. But
yeah, I went to get Chad a coffee the other morning, and he was breaking out his Japanese tea and firing it up and toasting it to make sure it was up to his standards for the morning.
No, I just get it from Tea Lira.
Yeah, baby. Dude, I had the biggest sugar bomb of my life at Sheetz. Because I went there. So I never eat carbs. So I missed the fucking turnoff to go to the diner. So I had to come back around and I went to Sheetz. So I get French toast sticks.
Oh, God.
With cinnamon sugar. Like they were drenched in cinnamon sugar and then maple syrup on top. And
oh my God, dude,
each bite, like your mouth was like, it's fucking, you just felt the sugar.
That is total sugar bomb right there.
Yeah.
You.
I got through, I think they gave you six. I got through like two and a half and I was like, I can't.
The biggest sugar bomb of all is fucking Bananas Foster. It's my favorite dessert.
Oh, dude.
Come on.
My uncle makes that too.
Does he? Yeah. I make it at home sometimes. It's been a while.
Is Bananas Foster's different than Bananas Flambé? Or they
Bananas Foster is I forget what Banana Flambé is. Bananas Foster is, you know, butter and brown sugar. Get that going in your pan, and then you put in, chop up your bananas. You put in triple sec, rum, banana liqueur. You set that on fire. You do flambé it, but it's a little different than Bananas Flambé.
Gotcha.
You flambé it, and then you serve that over vanilla ice cream.
Boom!
It is decadent. And a huge sugar bomb, and then you have diabetes immediately.
Yeah, type 2, maybe type 3. You come up with a new diabetes that's not even around. Chad, you see what? This is fucking great, dude. Joe Schutto, that is beautiful. Trump's tariffs are working so good that now even the Pope is made in America.
That's right, exactly.
Shout out Pope Leo.
I've seen that one, but yeah, that's fucking hilarious. Nice one, Joe.
Yeah, fuck
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what is, dude, I feel like we haven't even spoken that we got a new Pope. Do you care?
Not really, but
yeah,
I like the idea that the whole conclave thing is fascinating how they do that. And
yeah,
you should do a cooking show. Yeah, I could do a cooking show. Thank you, Jamie. Yeah, I mean, one hand I don't, on the other hand, I'm like, it's the historical significance of it is pretty cool. And the first American Pope, that's pretty cool. So yeah, I mean, I hope he's not as, much of a libtard as the last Pope was.
Pope Benedict Arnold, the fucking sixth.
The guy that lives behind walls and doesn't want any nation to have walls. So yeah, got it.
Right. Yeah, he's actually has a walled nation inside another nation.
Yes, exactly. but yeah, I don't see him having a massive immigration into the Vatican. So
no, right. Yeah, I don't think they have open borders there.
But it's but he wants America to have it. Okay, sure. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, dude, I mean the Vatican is one of the most heavily guarded places. I mean, security out the yin yang.
Oh my God, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. secrets that they have there, the fucking pedophiles that they hid there, and whatever the fuck else they do.
Well, that's the whole thing with the Catholic Church, is that they move around the fucking pedophile friggin' priests.
Or at least they were. I don't know anymore.
I think they're still probably doing
probably,
it.
Yeah. If they were smart, they would have just joined the fucking U.S. government and just, you know, hung out with Epstein rather than did their shady shit.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends that I went to high school with, he became a priest later in life. And another friend that I went to high school with is like a pretty big Sony record executive type deal. And he also was managing Corey Feldman's music career. Which is to
really? Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael DeBarge. Shout out Michael DeBarge.
How well do you know him? Can we get Corey on the show?
So we probably could. Yeah.
No way.
Oh, I know his manager very well. Yeah. That's something I should talk
about.
I'd
want to talk to him about his experiences in Hollywood.
Yes. See, here's the thing, Chad, with Corey. I think a lot of the shit he says is said for attention. And I think he lies about stuff that you shouldn't be lying about, dude. Like, if you're going to accuse a man of molesting another man, dude, you better fucking come correct and be serious with that shit.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
that's why he's still alive. He was talking about it, but maybe it didn't happen. So no one killed him.
Exactly. Exactly, which is a fucking creepy thing, dude. Like, I don't want to get into it, but anywho, my friend who's a priest, so to bring that story full circle, the manager invites my priest friend to the concert that Corey Feldman's doing. It's called Loserville, and it was with Fred Durst. Limp Bizkit was like the headline or whatever,
right?
And he told my priest friend to come in his priest garb, and he's like a big Limp Bizkit fan, so he goes. Whatever, Fred Durst comes up to him and he goes and just immediately goes, I hope you're a good priest and not one of those shitty pedos that are out there. And the priest,
I love it.
The priest's head kind of fucking was like, whoa, dude. Yeah, I'm definitely a good one. But he kind of was expecting it because I guess Limp Bizkit has a song called The Priest and it's pretty like talking about priests in unfair light. But yeah, so that's the shit that he has to deal with as a priest, is like he gets called that shit all the time, accused of that all the time, and he's so far from that, but it's got to be fucking exhausting.
Oh, I'm sure the majority are, but like they don't. The shame of it is, and I don't know if they still deal with it like this, but they would just move them around. They wouldn't fucking discipline them or kick them out of the priesthood. They move them around.
Yeah.
It's like, so what is that?
Yeah.
You know? Well, Nadine saying that, the Vatican's about child sacrifice, and the red shoes that they wear are from the skin of children.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So,
like the Louboutins, the bottom of the Louboutins.
No. The cardinals and the Pope wear red shoes.
Oh my God, dude.
So,
yeah, that's creepy. Remember Lady Gaga in the meat dress from?
Well, she's a student of Abramovich. She's a known Satanist, so
that's her name, her real name.
No. Oh. There's a woman named her last name is Abramovich. She is well known in Hollywood as a Satanist, and she does all kinds of crazy Satanist fucking bullshit. And that's so Lady Gaga has been to her gatherings.
That's another thing. We the SoCal Spirit Seekers, when they come on after they do their investigation with Chad. We're just not going to all talk about just the investigation, which will be a nice portion of it, but they got some insights into aliens and alien races that we'll be speaking about. We're getting into a lot of stuff on this show. We're branching out.
Why not?
Yeah. So be prepared, folks. All fun and cool stuff. We're going to bring on a bunch of... here's what I like, Chad. I love that we brought on an expert on flat earth. So he's like an expert on nonsense. I love the fact that we did that, and I want more of it. Like, I want more people to come in as an expert on nonsense.
That shit was nuts. That's as I said, I was pretty quiet on that episode because he had that whole thing ready to go.
Oh yeah.
He had the whole presentation. He had all these facts and all these numbers, and he spewed all this stuff, and I'm just like, I can't refute any of this because I can't look it up right now, and I couldn't have Bobby look it up because he's a flat earther. So let's just let him talk.
When I was going back, that was the episode, like, you spoke, I don't know if you said like five words during that whole interview. Like, you were just kind of like, face like this at times. Like, I'm like, yo, Chad is like, he's just watching the show now.
I was just kind of watching though. I did ask about the Coriolis effect of naval gunfire, but he was like, nah, bullshit. No. Nah, nah, nah. I was like, yeah, okay, got it. Yeah, yep. Sure.
Now you know, but that told you exactly where his head was at. Like, right. You know it, and now he's going to tell you, no, it doesn't happen. Okay, gotcha. Well, so this is what I wanted you to say, Chad. You remember the guest that was on Rogan with Dave Smith, Douglas Murray, the fucking
yes.
British
Oh, my God.
Dude?
That was a crazy episode, but yeah.
Yeah, dude, just pompous asshole. Like, literally showed you the yeah. complete what the problem is with the media and with the left. Like, he did everything that was wrong. Like,
I've listened to Douglas Murray many times. He is pompous, but I've agreed with a lot of things he said, but he was turning me off big time on that show. I was like, what the hell are you talking about, man?
Yeah. Well, Dave Smith, I don't know if this is the first time he's spoken about it or just the first I've heard about it, but he was on Tucker Carlson's show yesterday live, and a huge portion of it was talking about like this interview, and Tucker's like, so dude, like, what did you feel like when this was going on? He goes, in real time, I felt Douglas Murray was just putting his foot in his mouth, and everybody was like, he was exposing himself and everybody was seeing it. Like, yeah. He goes, you felt that real time? And he's like, yeah, he goes, because I would say like, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And Putin sent this letter to NATO saying, like, if you sign right here, I will not invade Ukraine, and blah, 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 blah. And like, gave all these facts. And then Douglas Murray comes back with, Putin did not, Putin didn't invade Ukraine for that. And just like he said he invaded it for this, and just gave what he thought was the reason with right. nothing to back it up. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like, no, what you said is wrong. This is what he did. But I'm not going to tell you any reason why what you said was wrong and this right. is right. Just
and then he
you're
was
wrong.
Making this, and then Douglas was making this whole argument about only experts can talk about certain things. But then on the other hand, he's like, no, you don't have to be an expert to talk about this. And it's like, yeah. wait, what? What are you talking about? Like, what are you saying?
So every journalist that talks about anything is an expert on every subject they talk about. No. And then he's like, you're talking about Gaza. Well, have you ever been there? And he's like, no, but I've never been to fucking Idaho, and I could tell you some shit about potatoes. You know, like, I don't think I need to go to a place to fucking know. I mean, yeah, you'll know it a little bit better, but I could still right. comment on it and the situation. I might not have fucking bird's eye accountability of view of it or whatever, but holy shit. It just showed like there's people in the world that think they're better than, and that their opinion is more than other people. Like, it just, like, that guy doesn't believe he's on the same wavelength as Dave Smith or the same species. No. Like, he thinks yeah. he's better than it. It was just weird to see.
No, he's English too.
That's true. He's a mufti cunt, as they say. Mufti.
Oh, that's Australian.
Oh, that's right.
He's a limey fuck.
Let's put up Nadine's comment, and then we'll say goodbye to these folks. Sorry to say, guys, the earth is not a spinning ball. Uh-oh, here it comes. Evidence, even in scripture, NASA started all that BS. Nobody ever landed on the moon. There's a lot to learn and unlearn from the lies they brainwashed us with. Well, Nadine, we can't wait to talk about it, but that's where you lose me. I'm with you on the fake moon landing. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on everything. And give her another one. She's here to stay, folks. When you look at all the numbers NASA gives about the sizes of planets or how far the sun is, et cetera, all the breakdown to 666. Hey, I believe you on that too, but don't do math with us. We're not good at it. But good. A lot of
Joe Shuto is quoting Tommy Boy. You can get a good look of a steak by putting your head up a bull's ass, but I'd rather take the butcher's advice.
Well said. Believe that.
Tommy Boy.
Gotta love it, man. Gracious audience, we love you. Another gracious Tuesday has passed. Be paying attention to the Gracious 2 social media, Chad's social media, my social media for stuff coming up on this Friday. We might preview some stuff for you on Thursday, but Friday is a huge day, folks. Be ready. Cool guests, cool surprises, cool videos. Get ready. Mm-hmm. Peace.
See you, everybody.